This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Barry Sraluga joins us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline. What up, Barry? How are you, man?
Good, man. Hope you guys are doing well.
We are, dude. What, as a guy that covers it all but understands football is king, where do you land kind of today, tomorrow, Wednesday, as NFL free agency breaks out?
You know, for me, and I talk about this with Dan Steinberg, my editor, all the time. It's like, what's the threshold to write something? And it, you know, it would definitely be like the Commanders trade for Myles Garrett. Would it be the Commanders trade for DK Metcalf? Probably. You know, I mean, obviously those things aren't going to happen now, but that's the kind of discussion you have, is like, there's some sort of threshold that, you know what a column smells like. And you know, frankly, it wasn't releasing John Allen the other day, because that was pretty, if you could see that one coming. If it was unexpected, or they landed a marquee player, then I think I'd sit right down and start banging something out.
If they trade for Hendrickson, that gets you typing, right?
Yeah, I think so, man. I mean, it's a dynamic player at a, you know, a spot that they need dynamic players, right? And you know, it would kind of put a stake in the ground on where they think this defense is going. So I think that one moves the needle. Jerry Brewer wrote when they did the Debo trade, that made a lot of sense to me. We got a lot of people who can dip their hands in this thing if need be. I'd probably sit out the, like, Aaron Rodgers to Pittsburgh. If somebody else wanted to do that, that's fine. I got a lot cooking with Ovechkin coming up here too, so my head's a little bit spinning in a lot of different directions.
And he keeps you. He's gonna keep you into it.
Good Lord, man! I mean, it is crazy. And I don't. If you guys want to talk football, I'm happy to talk football. But I also,
Barry, we talk everything.
We want to talk everything, dude.
Yeah. So, you know, it's all been said, but it doesn't mean it's not all just jaw dropping. Like, he's 39 years old. He has 33 goals in 48 games. I mean, that's ahead of his career pace, a career pace that is going to make him the all-time leading scorer. And he's now kind of, you know, could it be delayed over the summer? It could, but if he keeps the pace that he's on, he's going to break it April 6th against the Islanders. That's like 2 weeks from the end of the season. It just is dizzying, and he's doing it. Yeah, I know yesterday's was an empty netter, but it was like a backhand off the boards through a guy's legs, empty netter. He's doing it in all sorts of fashions, and he's doing it on a team that is still in the running to be the President's Trophy winner as the best regular season team in the sport. I just continue to be dumbfounded that these storylines, like this awesome pursuit at a dizzying pace on a team that is going to enter the playoffs as one of the short lists for favorites to win the whole thing. I can't believe those stories have married up.
with the Caps, I mean, how much has it worked that the team's really good and Obi's really good, and they're both just kind of pushing each other forward. Because we all thought this was kind of going to be a down year, and it would just be about Obi getting the record.
Well, so I'd say a couple things. Like, last year, they struggled to score goals as a team, and he struggled to score goals, period. I mean, he had 8 goals through 43 games, and then he really, really turned up the pace the second half of the season, and that was a big part of them kind of willing their way into the playoffs on the final night. But that team, I mean, it had to scratch and claw to win games 2-1, 3-2. You talk about this year, you know, thinking it was going to be a down year. I didn't think that it was going to be down like last year, like scratching for the last playoff spot, because they did such an amazing roster overhaul in the summer. And even if you didn't know the names of Jacob Chychrun and Matt Roy and Pierre-Luc Dubois, and if you weren't familiar with them, like, they made these moves for a reason, and they checked every box. I thought they were going to be very much comfortably in the playoffs. There's zero chance I thought that they would be, atop the East and threatening to be the President's Trophy winner. But I will say, in talking to Brian McClellan and Chris Patrick, the front office people, and Spencer Carberry, the coach, before the season, one thing I was on was this, that if Alex Ovechkin was going to score the 42 goals that he needed to pass Gretzky this season, then they were going to have a good team and a good season, because those things do go hand in hand. Like, he's more engaged this year because the team is good, the team can score, he can score, and it all is one awesome package. That he would do it when he missed 16 games in the middle of the year is insane to me. But I think this was having a good season was a little bit more foreseeable when you considered all the roster changes they made in the offseason. It really did an amazing job of threading every needle.
And I think also, like you said, all those players that they signed, you know, they are performing at a level, and he hadn't seemed like he's dropped off very much.
Which is crazy, Brian. And you look at it a lot of different ways, and this is going to be a historic season for a player his age. You know, he turns 39 in September.
Yeah.
You know how many goals Wayne Gretzky scored after his 39th birthday?
How many?
That would be zero.
Really?
He didn't play. He retired in his age 38 season. And his last year was with the Rangers. He played 70 out of the 82 games that year, and he had 9 goals. I mean, if you look at, go back Gretzky's last 7 seasons, here are his goal totals: 11, 23, 15, 8, 25, 23, and 9. So he did this in a completely different way than Alex did. He front-loaded his career in the wide-open, freewheeling 80s with seasons that look like video game numbers. I mean, 1981-82, 92 goals and 120 assists. Like, that's wow. Not physically possible. You know, he had 71 goals, 87 goals, 73 goals, like seasons that Ovechkin never produced in an era that's much different. But Alex's last 7 seasons are the following totals: 51, 48, 24, that's a shortened season, COVID-shortened season, 50, 42, 31, and now 33 in only 48 games. Like, he's done it in the very consistent, I score 40 goals a year regardless of what my age is, whereas Gretzky was like this incredible, like, just a decade of insanity, and then good but not, like, super-duper prolific from a goal-scoring perspective later in his career.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Mm. What, for uninformed, I just didn't watch hockey in the early 80s. I was barely born in the early 80s. I know the goalies wore a lot less padding. What else was so different about it that it was that much more wide open?
Yeah, so there was a lot. So goalies, not only the less padding, but they were just physically smaller people, and the style was not, you know, the butterfly style had not been developed and been used widely. It was more you slide onto your hip and save things like that. It's just there were more holes, for sure. There were rules that made it different as well. And you could argue that Ovi is now playing in with some rules that make it easier. There was no 3-on-3 overtime back in the day. That's kind of wide open. You can score in that way. There were times when they didn't do matching penalties and create a 4-on-4 situation. Again, that's a little more wide open, makes it a bit easier to score. But the numbers show that, I've done so many numbers on this stuff that I'm going to misremember, but I did a thing that's like 7 or 8 of Gretzky's prime seasons, like the prime of his career, say the average score of an NHL game was like 4.5 to 3.5. And those same prime age seasons for Ovechkin, the average score was like 3.5 to 2.5. And so if there's two fewer goals per game, that just indicates it's harder. He is doing it at a time mm-hmm. when it is harder to score, which I'm not in any way saying that Alex Ovechkin is a better hockey player than Wayne Gretzky, but he's doing it at a different time in a different way in a different set of circumstances.
I think it just gets to the point where, you know, you can't blame them for what the rules were at that time, because if Ovi played in that day with less padding, who's to say how many goals he scored? Cause a lot of times you can see those extra pads knock stuff out. If he was playing back then, they may go in. You never know.
Yeah, and
so both of them had an advantage at certain points, but hell, they were both great.
And if Gretzky were playing now, he'd figure out a way to do the same.
Yeah,
I mean, you would have adjusted to eras. I do think it's really, really interesting, and I'm putting together a piece on this now, that the compare and contrast with these two, who are going to end up with very, very, very similar career numbers from a goal scoring perspective, is like, I can't figure out one similarity they have other than their ability to put the puck in the net. Gretzky was a smaller guy. He survived by being almost impossible to deliver a direct hit on, because he had a little quickness that you didn't understand. He was shifty. He rarely took a heavy check, and that was also part of the era. And Ovi arrived from his very first shift in his first game, plowing some dude into the boards,
right,
and breaking, you know, knocking out the glass to cause a delay in the game. And he essentially has played all of his shifts since that way, since that time, in the exact same way. He's just like bowling people over. Gretzky, amazing distributor as a center. I mean, I think of some of the most, you know, the long list of incredible stats with him is, if you take away all of his 894 goals from his point total, he still is the all-time NHL
That's
point
unbelievable.
person because he had 1,963 assists. So, and Ovi, of course, is, you know, he's a winger. He's not a distributor of the puck. He doesn't run the offense. He receives the offense. It's just the two different cats, but they, I talked to Gretzky last week and you know, they have enormous respect for each other, and it's just going to be a really cool thing when Gretzky joins, you know, the team and is traveling as Alex gets closer to the record.
It's going to be crazy. Talking with our friend Barry Svrluga here from the Washington Post. You can follow his work at Barry Svrluga, S-V-R-L-U-G-A. Barry joins us via the Rood guest hotline. Rood is the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Let's do a little college hoops, man. Terps best season in years. They get the double bye in the Big Ten tournament. They don't play till Friday night. You and I were texting about them last week, both probably when we were watching the Michigan game. You're a believer in that team.
You know, I think like a lot of people, JP, I'm a real believer in the starting five, and that's because I think any one of those five can beat you on a given possession or on a given night. Like, they've all led the team in scoring. Derek Queen is obviously the elite talent, even though he's not close to a finished product. But, you know, it's tournament time. It's March, and they are very, very susceptible to foul trouble, or, you know, they're healthy now, but if they had an injury, that would be really, really problematic in a way that it might not be for another team. So are they vulnerable on a given night? Every team is vulnerable on a given night, but I like the way they play because they can defend, they can score. Last year it was almost like the Caps. It was like painstaking to wring a single basket out of them, and now they've got five guys who can put it through the hoop. So maybe I'm not like bullish for them to make, you know, like an Elite Eight run, but I think the pieces are there. And I think if you're scouting them, and Tom Izzo, I worked the Michigan State game, like he said, they're a hard team to prepare for because they can come at you from so many different angles. So I'm excited about Maryland basketball being relevant heading into March in a way that, they really haven't been for quite a while, and you're positioning yourself to, you know, almost hoping or expecting like a second weekend, which has been a long, I think it's been 2016 since that happened. And that was, you know, the Diamond Stone team that, that just got blown out of the water by Kansas in the Sweet 16. So really hopeful that something, you know, as exciting and maybe even more competitive that second weekend can happen for these guys.
Is the depth good enough for them to make a run?
I mean, that's the problem, Brian. Like, they can make a run because I think that they're talented enough on both ends of the floor on a given night. But, you know, if they do run into foul trouble, then they have a problem instantly. I will say, and this is getting really into the nitty-gritty, like the timeouts in the NCAA tournament are
so
longer
long,
because
right.
they want more commercial time. That benefits a team that needs the five primary players to get as much rest as possible while they're during those timeouts. So I don't think it's crazy to think that the format in the tournament is a little bit in Maryland's favor. And this is all, you know, it's all, they are thin enough on the bench that if they run into foul trouble with one or two guys in a given game, then everything can collapse. And it almost doesn't matter what the round or the opponent is.
I agree with that. Now, Barry, I did see Lenardi's latest projection had a setup for a Maryland-Duke Sweet 16 game in Newark, New Jersey. And
how great would that be?
Oh, my God.
You want to go with us?
I mean, I'll be there for sure.
I imagine you'll have to work that one.
I would be working that, yes, for absolute sure. And just to be clear, I mean, my fandom for Duke basketball lasted until about the day I graduated, because not too long thereafter I was the beat writer covering North Carolina for the paper in Raleigh, and then I came here to be the beat writer covering Maryland in the ACC with Gary Williams. And if you know Gary Williams got any idea that I was like some sort of Duke fan, like our relationship would have ended fairly quickly.
Did he know you were a Duke alum?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. He knows. I mean, he'd give you, you know Gary, like he'll give you grief for anything. But he's the best. I love running into him at Xfinity Center and catching up. Survived because the Blue Devil blood, whatever was in me, was drained a long time ago.
I have told all my employers that if that game happens, I am not working it. I'm 100% a fan for the evening.
Or the product that they get won't be good, huh?
Yeah, or you're going to have to really edit that thing. Dude, what are the chances I will be live at Bender Arena Wednesday night for AU Navy Patriot League final for NBC4? What are the chances I'll see you there?
It's like 5%, I think.
Don't let DA hear this.
Well, no, I know. I've got...
Well, you know he's
logistically,
listening.
Logistically, I've got ski vacation next week, which I'm very, very nervous about because, Ovi's getting closer and I've got a bunch of stuff I need to do before to get in position to roll out as he gets closer to the record. So I'm getting a little nervous that I'm going to be in Colorado.
Is this
freezing?
A nice hotel.
Approaching it.
A very nice hotel in Beaver Creek?
That's correct. That's where I'm at.
Well,
to be.
You know?
That'd be good.
That's what you work for, dude. So enjoy that.
Enjoy it, brother.
I will. I appreciate it.
That's our guy, Barry Sferluga. Give him a follow at Barry Sferluga. Barry joins us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Thank you, Barry. We'll talk soon, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Right. Yeah, man.
That's our guy, Barry. Great job covering the Caps right now, college hoops, all of it. That dude can write about anything and do it really, really well.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.